students will have to stay home from school in Spokane if they can't prove immunity to mumps. The U.S. is in the midst of the largest mumps outbreak in a decade, and it's hit the Northwest. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
So far, 56 cases have been reported in Spokane County. 60% of those involve patients who were vaccinated.
We need individuals to not take those case counts at face value.
Kim Papich is a spokeswoman for the Spokane Regional Health District. She says the mumps vaccine is on average 88% effective.
So we have more people that are vaccinated, and we have more people who are vaccinated who are coming into contact with people who are contagious.
She calls it an uneven playing field, because while the majority of the population is vaccinated, at least 10% of them can still get mumps. People who are not vaccinated are more contagious. At least 200 Spokane-area students will be kept out of the classroom for close to a month. Last month, health officials in King County ordered 300 students in the Auburn School District to stay home if they couldn't prove they were immune to mumps. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.